All right. So we started in October talking about the prophetic and hearing God and recognizing how God speaks to you. And we went all through October and November, and now we've started back again in January. And some of this may be a little bit of a refreshing, just kind of going over some stuff again. We want to spend most of the time of the day going after it. And we want to grow in that. You know, hearing the Lord boost starts everything. I mean, you know, my sheep hear my voice and another they will not follow. You know, connecting with the Lord. When the Adam and Eve were walking in the garden, it says that the voice of the Lord came walking in the garden in the cool of the day. The voice of the Lord, the voice of the Lord came walking. You know, I personally believe that was in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. I believe that Jesus Christ, precarnate, walked in the garden with his creation. And I think there's a message there, the voice of the Lord. That's the way the Lord communicated. And it said that they ran from the presence of the Lord. You know, there's a connection between the voice and the Lord and the presence of the Lord. They kind of go hand in hand. And so we want to, since the veil's been torn and we're not under a curse anymore, we don't have to run from God. We've been covered by the blood of the Lamb. We should have restoration in our relationship and in our ability to connect with the Lord and hear his voice. And so we've been talking about that. Paul did a great job last week. Unfortunately, it wasn't recorded. We tried. It got messed up. I apologize. We've fixed that problem, so it shouldn't happen again. But we just want to continue on talking about the ways God speaks to us. And so I'm going to ask him to come in a new way. Lord, we love you, and Holy Spirit, we welcome your revelation. The scripture says, where there is no revelation, the people perish. And Lord, we want revelation. We want encounters with you. Father, we want your voice to walk among us today. We want you to speak to us. We want to hear from heaven. And so, Lord, I just ask for a release right now by the Holy Spirit. Downloads, ears to hear what you're saying to us. Help us to grow in this. We want to go higher. And we're hungry. We're hungry for more of you. So come, Lord, today in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, come. You're welcome here. So we've established in the past meetings how important this is, so I'm not going to re-go into that. But we do want to just talk a little bit more about the ways God speaks. I'm going to be going through these pretty quickly because I want to spend the majority of our time doing this today. But I just want to highlight a few. You know, one of the things that we said was that, you know, the prophetic or hearing God is learning how to recognize how God's speaking. God's first language is not English, right? He's not an American. He doesn't speak English. He's God. And the script, what does it say about God? Jesus talking to the woman, well, he said, God is spirit. And those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And I would suggest to us today that there is a language, and it's a spirit language. It's just as real as English or Russian or you name it. Any language out there is just as real as that, but it's a spirit language. And there's ways that God speaks to us through his Holy Spirit that you have to learn to recognize. And when you're not recognizing it, sometimes God's speaking to us and we're missing it. And so when we begin to identify the fact that God can speak to us in ways that are outside of what we would normally think he would speak, because when you say God speaks, you're waiting to hear a voice, because that's the way we're trained in life. You know, the way we communicate to one another, partially, is through words. If you've married, you know there's other ways of communication. Just a little eye will tell you a whole lot. A little look sometimes will set a husband straight. So there's other ways to communicate besides words. And in the spirit, there's ways to communicate. And that's so important, because once we begin to identify and realize that God can speak to us in other ways, we can recognize it, and then we can move on from there and what God's wanting to do and release. And so I want to look at Numbers chapter 12. I know that we've gone over this psalm in October, and we're re-looking at it, but it's okay. it's good to rehear this stuff. Some of you, this may be the first time. Some of you, this is just a refreshing. And but Numbers chapter 12, starting in verse 6, it says, "Then he said, 'Hear now my words. If there is a prophet among you, I, the Lord, make myself known to him in a vision. I speak to him in a dream. Not so with my servant Moses. He is faithful in all my house. I speak with him face to face, even plainly, and not in dark sayings. And he sees the form of the Lord. Why then were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses?'" Well, hidden inside this verse, not even hidden, but in these three verses, we see ways that God speaks. He says, first of all, "Hear now my words." Okay? Hear what I'm saying to you. And then he goes on to say that if he's making himself known, so the Lord tries to make himself known to us in a way, it can come by vision. It can come through dreams. I think we did two services on dreams. One of the most powerful way God speaks to us is in our dreams. So visions, dreams. With Moses, he spoke face to face, even plainly. And then dark sayings. What are dark sayings? Dark sayings are parables. It's the way the Lord spoke. You look at the Gospels, and Jesus would teach the people in parables. And he said, "He who has an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches." That's quoting out of Revelation, but that's the same thing Jesus kept saying. He said, "He has an ear to hear, let him hear." He says it again in Revelations. Every time in the book of Revelation when he addressed the seven churches, that was the one common thread throughout all those churches, was that he has an ear to hear. So with parables, there's a requirement that we have to be listening. We have to have an ear to hear what the Lord's saying. And I would suggest to you, in the prophetic is the same way. We have to have an ear to hear. And so parables are like a lot of the ways that God speaks to us, and he'll give us stuff. Paul went into this last week. You know, he'll give us stuff that we have to pursue. What does it mean? He still has it up here. You got the revelation, interpretation, and application. Y'all remember that? So, you know, Jesus told a parable. He said the sower went out to sow. Okay? Well, was Jesus talking about literal seeds? No, he was telling a parable. And a lot of times when God speaks to us, he will give us parables. He'll give us pictures and things that will clue us in on, for us to seek him a little deeper. Lord, what are you saying? What does this mean? You know? So I want to run through some of these. Just curious, how many people felt like they're comfortable? They've seen, like, internal visions. Just raise your hand. I want to see them. If you've had an internal vision, if you've seen, like, in your mind's eye, something pop up into your head that you felt like it was the Lord communicating to you. Okay, good. That's most of you. I get that a lot. When I'm praying for people, I will have a little picture just pop in my head. Those can be powerful. Literal visions, obviously, or there, I mean, you're not controlling it. Like, when it's a literal vision, it's not an internal thing in your mind's eye. It is a literal thing that you all of a sudden are looking at and you're seeing it. That's very legit too. I remember, this wasn't a vision, but you know, you can see angels. I remember, me and a guy named A.T. Snoots, we were, at a Morningstar conference back in, I think, 98, and we're standing at each other in a foyer of the top floor of this hotel about to go down to the meeting, and the elevator was behind him. I'm looking at him. He's looking at me. The corridor from the hallway of the rooms was right coming this way, and you turned into this foyer, and there's nothing over here but a wall, and we're standing there looking at each other, and at the same time, we both turned because we both saw out of the corner of an eye someone walk into the foyer. And we're looking at each other having a conversation, and we turned to look to see what we saw out of the corner of our eyes. And when we turned, nothing was there. But we both turned at the exact same time, looked, and we looked back at each other, and we were like, whoa. And we knew that was angelic. Now, see, that was a physical thing. We saw it physically. There's difference between when you physically see something and there's an eternal, when you see it eternally, but they're both valid. So, Acts, just want to go over this real quick. Just Acts chapter 2. If we hadn't punched this home enough, this certainly will. And this is when that the Holy Spirit was being poured out, and they had just been, you know, the first time that the baptism of the Holy Spirit had been poured out. And Peter's taking up his stand to kind of talk to the crowds. And it says in verse 14, "But Peter, taking his stand with the 11, raised his voice and declared to them, 'Men of Judea, and all you who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and give heed to my words. For these men are not drunk as you suppose, for it is only the third hour of the day. But this was what was spoken through the prophet Joel. And it shall be in the last days, God says, that I will pour forth of my spirit upon all mankind, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy.'" Say, sons and daughters. Both male and female. "Sons and daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams. Even upon my bond slaves, both men and women, I will in those days pour forth of my spirit, and they shall prophesy." If it was the last days then, it's certainly the last days now. We know that the day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is as a day. So what the Lord sees as a day is different than what we see as a day. So according to God's perspective, we're in the last days. Okay? And so a sign of that we're in the last days is that prophecy will increase, visions will increase, dreams will increase. We want all that. This is what's being poured out. We want the Holy Spirit. Well, that's what he brings. He brings this. I want the Holy Spirit. So we want visions. You know, we can have like bodily impressions. Did you talk about bodily impressions last week? Okay. You know, God speaks through us through the five senses. You know, your hearing, your taste, your eyesight, smell. You can feel stuff in your body. You know, I remember doing evangelism one time, and I know I've shared this before, but I was doing evangelism one time talking to two young ladies, and they just weren't interested. And I finally realized they're not interested. This ain't going anywhere. So I turned around to leave them and to go to the next part of the area where we were ministering. And when I began to turn around, all of a sudden I felt this pain in my back. It was a physical pain that I had right in my back. And I knew I had no pain in my back. I hadn't had any pain in my back. So I thought, could that be God? So I said, "Lord, is that you?" And I felt like it was. So I turned back around. I said, "Excuse me, is one of you ladies having pain right here in your back?" And the one girl said, "I am. I've been having pain all morning right here." And I said, "Right here?" And she's like, "Yeah, right there." I said, "Jesus wants to heal you. Can I pray for you?" It got their attention. All of a sudden, they want to listen to me. So I prayed for her. The Lord touched her. And then the other lady wanted prayer. So I started praying for the other girl. And it turned into a whole ministry time. It all happened because I felt something in my body. So when you're in ministry situations, God can speak to you through your body. I remember coming up to somebody and at church one time, and when I walked up to him, all of a sudden I had an instant headache that I did not have just a moment ago. I knew it wasn't me. I said, "Hey, man, you have a headache?" He's like, "Yeah, I do." And I prayed for him, and it left him right then. So I felt that in my body. You can smell things. Like sometimes you can smell like, there can be bad smells that come in, and you know it's like the Lord. I'll give you an example. This is kind of personal for you know, but it's kind of weird too. But I had had somebody that I knew that had gotten married, and I went to their wedding, and I was standing in line to, and the wedding had happened quickly. Like it was like, wow, everybody's like, "Wow, what, I can't believe it, you know, this was quick, you know, what was, it's like, where'd this come from?" And I had no negative feelings towards it at all whatsoever, but I was shocked that it was all of a sudden this lady that I knew very well who was part of our ministry team just all of a sudden got married out of the blue. And as I'm standing in line, I start smelling this dead corpse. I mean, that's what it's like, dead, rotten flesh. And I'm looking around, and I'm like, this guy in front of me, I was like, "Hey, you smell something?" He's like, "Huh." And it was so strong that it would like knock you down strong. Like it was, you know how rotten flesh smells, you know, when a dead animal's rotting or something and you're right there and it just stinks. That's how bad it was. And I'm like, you don't smell anything. Like, uh-uh. And I looked around and nobody's bothered but me. And I'm like, Lord, what is this? And he spoke to me. He said this was their wedding. It was rotted. It was a flesh decision. It was not the spirit. I didn't share anything with them. There was nothing I could do. They just sealed the deal. I prayed for them. I asked God in my heart. I started praying blessing over their marriage. I never spoke anything negative towards their wedding. I never even shared that with them. I just started praying for them. Well, the marriage didn't last. And it was the Lord showing me some stuff. Now, that's a bad example because I don't like, that's kind of so out there. But it is an example that the Lord will speak to you through your senses like that. I remember being in a gas station one time, having my car worked on. It wasn't a gas station, it was a garage. And all of a sudden, I start feeling like my ear, like it was stopped up and I couldn't hear all of a sudden. And when I started feeling this, I looked at a guy that worked there, and when I saw this guy, he all of a sudden reminded me of someone else I knew. And I'm like, Lord, is that you? And I wrestled with God because I did not want to say something. I was really afraid. And I thought, Lord, is this you? Oh, this can't be you. Is this you? And I wrestled for about 10 minutes in the waiting room as I'm trying to get up the courage to go talk to this guy. And I went in there. Well, so I just went up to him. I said, hey, buddy, I said, you're not happening to have hearing problems, do you? With your, you know, I think it was my left ear. I said, did you have a hearing problem in your left ear? He's like, yeah. He's like, how did you know that? And I said, oh, crap, this is God. So I knew if the first part was God, the second part was God. Well, the guy he reminded me of was a man that I knew who had a calling to pastor. But he allowed hurt and woundedness to cause him to run off from his calling. And when he did, when he rejected his calling and ran from it, it's like all the gates of the hell came against their family. His wife ends up going crazy, goes to a mental hospital. She was in a mental hospital for a while. And I'm thinking, oh, Lord, what do I do with that? But I just told him. I said, look, this is what I just shared with him. I said, I feel like you really have a call to hear what the Lord's saying to you. It wasn't just physical. That was just a physical, you know, thing. That God has called you to be a pastor. And that, you know, and I began to share with him that I felt like what the Lord showed me about this guy. I said, you remind me of this guy. And I started sharing with this guy about this guy's life. And he was, I mean, his mouth dropped open. He literally had felt the call to pastor. He didn't do it. His wife goes crazy and was in a mental hospital. Literally. So I was able to help walk this guy through. You got to listen to what God's calling you to do. This is a result. And he, you know, and I prayed for him and he got the message. I have to return to my calling. That this is, and see, you don't understand. When we don't follow the Lord, it opens up the, it's not that God wanted any of that to happen. He didn't. But it does open us up. When we're out of the will of God, we're not in his shelter. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High. You got to be in the calling of God for the protection of God. And it opens us up to the enemy. And so that was a very accurate word that I got by my ear being blocked up and me looking at him. And when I did, he reminded me of someone else. Now, both of those examples are pretty intense. And most of the words I get are not like this, and they're not this intense. Most of them are very much encouragement, and that's really, you know, God's desire. He earnestly, you know, you may all prophesy, and it's about, you know, for encouragement, edification, and comfort. I believe in that 100%. But those are ways that God speaks. You can, you know, your thoughts. You can have thoughts that are the Lord. Where's that at? You know, when I moved here. And I came to the house that the real estate lady showed us. I walked up to the door and I said, I will not live here, because I saw on the door 616. Now, the mark of the beast is 666, but in some translations, they translate it 616. I don't think that's a correct translation at all. I don't agree with that translation, but I was spooked enough that I wasn't living there. Weird or not, that's where I was at. And I have this clear thought go through my head and say, what if that's a good number? And I heard John 6:16. I didn't know what John 6:16 means, but I pulled my phone out of my pocket and started looking up what John 6:16 says as the real estate lady's unlocking the door. And lo and behold, this is what John 6:16 says. It says, when evening has come, his disciples went down by the sea. Well, our whole thing was God was moving us from the inland, from Charlotte, to the coast. And we came here for a weekend to find the house that God wanted us to live in because we had no time. We had to be out of our house. We had less than a month to find a house, close on the house, and move out of our house. And so we came here. And the Lord speaks that John 6:16, you know, what if it's a good number? And I knew right away because of that, because we were leaving, his disciples went down by the sea. I knew this was the house that God had for me. And I bust through the door. Oh, my God, this is the house. You know, I was excited. And it, sure enough, it's the house that we ended up getting, which is a lot of hoops we had to jump through to get it. It was really miraculous in many ways. But so God can speak to you through your thoughts. You can taste stuff. You know, I've had times where I'm trying to decide if what I'm feeling is from the Lord, and all of a sudden I will taste a sweet taste in my mouth. Like all of a sudden, like, bam, you're starting to taste this sweetness. Well, what Scripture talks about, you know, that in Ezekiel, you know, it says that, here, eat the scroll. And when he ate the scroll, it was sweet as honey in his mouth. And in Psalms 11:3, it talks about the word of the Lord is sweet like honey. And so I knew from all of a sudden I'm trying to hear from the Lord and I start tasting something sweet in my mouth. I knew that that was the Lord saying, this is my word, speak it. You know, because sometimes, you know, I'll be honest with you, a lot of times when we're doing this, we're not sure. You ever feel like that? I'm not sure if this is God. I think it is. And you step out and you find out, oh, that was God. That's awesome. And you just learned something. Or bam. That wasn't the Lord. And you just learned something. So awesome. So whether you step out and it's awesome or you step out and it's a fail, it's not a fail because you just learned something. You know, God gives his grace to the humble. If we get a little humbled in the midst of this, that's okay. One thing I've learned about this, if you want to do this, faith is spelled R-I-S-K. That's risk. R-I-S-K. Faith is spelled risk. There's a risk that we have to take. We have to die to being right. You know, it's scary when you step out. You know, I've been doing this a really long time. I had a friend ask me for some words for a guy that I've never met. He just gave me his name. And I started getting some stuff, and I'm sharing it with him. And I'm like, man, you got to give me some feedback. I am feeling really insecure about all this. You know, it's just part of the process. You know, trying to tell somebody what the Lord's saying when you're not even sure what the Lord's saying, but yet the Lord's in it. Some of my heaviest words that I've had for people, I'm like, Lord, is this you? Is this you? Who was it in the Old Testament that says that the Lord spoke to him about the one of the major prophets, and it says that when it happened, then he knew it was the Lord. Jeremiah, yeah. I think it was with the So it's like when it came about, then he knew it was the Lord. So sometimes we just have to step out in faith and see what happens. So, Paul, you can come on up if you want to. You know, you can hear audibly. You can hear. You know, there's audible voices, and then there's internal voices. Internal voices can be so clear and so loud that they're like audible voices. The word that I heard that told me 16 years ago that. I had a word where the Lord told me, you've almost dealt with selfish ambition, you're almost ready to pastor. And it was so clear, but it was an internal voice. It wasn't audible, but it was so clear it stopped me in my tracks because I was walking. And I said, Lord, where? And it's clear as that same internal voice said, the beach. And that's what started 16 years ago, me believing that I was supposed to pastor a church at the beach one day. Morningstar didn't even have a church here at the time. My wife thought I was crazy. She's like, I ain't moving to the beach. Still thinks I'm crazy. That's right. But that came as an eternal voice. So, So we're just trying to give you some examples of how God's done this. You know, those specifically are the way I've recognized the Lord speaking in my life. But we want to, you know, we can't put God in a box. God is so large, you have to develop your own language with God. He will speak to you in ways that only make sense to you because it's a one-on-one personal thing. I'm a builder. I get words sometimes about building that wouldn't make sense to someone that doesn't know anything about building. It's because he's got a personal language. I get, you know, I've had dreams. I shared the dream I had about Ric Flair, you know, the wrestler. A lot of times when the Lord's trying to keep me from getting into pride, I will dream about Ric Flair. You know, the nature boy. Woo! So he was his showboat. You know, he was a showboat. It was all acting, but it was his flair. You know, Ric Flair. He was this arrogant. He would, you know, he was this arrogant guy, and I would be wrestling with him in the ring, usually in the dream, because I'm wrestling with pride. And every time when I would dream that, I would begin to stop and get still before the Lord. I'm like, okay, Lord, where do I have pride? And then all of a sudden, something will rise up, and I'll realize, here I am starting to think too high in this area. Okay, and I would be able to identify it and deal with it, you know. But he would speak to me through that because all my childhood, I grew up wanting to be a professional wrestler. Till I was about 14 or 15, I was convinced I was going to be a professional wrestler. So it did. I was into it. I still sometimes watch the old stuff on YouTube. And I know it's fake, but it's just the Road Warriors, man. It was part of my childhood, and God uses the things that were important to me to speak to me in. And see, that he'll use things that are important to you to speak to you in. So the way the Lord will show you something may not mean the same thing that it means to me. So you have to develop that language, the spirit language. It's one-on-one. Yeah, that's the thing about relationships. You know, relationships are chemistry. They're chemistry. I bring who I am into the relationship. Paul brings who he is into our relationship. And so then there's a chemical reaction in a sense. There's no relationship in the world like me and Paul's. You realize that? Every relationship we have is unique. It cannot be duplicated because we're bringing two unique ingredients and we're mixing them together and it produces something that cannot be produced in any other relationship. And that's the way it is with God. We have a relationship with God that cannot be produced with any other. My relationship with God is my relationship. Paul's relationship with God is Paul's relationship. It cannot be compared to. Does that make sense? You have to hear from the Lord for yourself. You have to develop your language.
Just kind of go on along with that. It's kind of like I got four kids, so pray for me. No, I have a different relationship with each one of my kids. You know, I speak to them differently because their personalities are different. I could speak kind of directly and maybe a little more assertively with Annabelle, who's my oldest, but I couldn't do that with Lydia because if I did, her feelings get hurt. You know what I'm saying? And the Lord knows every little bit about us. He made us. He formed us. He made our personalities. And so he knows exactly how to speak to us. And he wants us to have that individual one-on-one relationship with him. That was his heart from the very beginning, walking with Adam one-on-one, face-to-face. He wants the same with each one of us, so it's super important. And kind of go along with what Travis was saying, you guys heard me say this before, like we don't learn how to recognize God's voice unless we try and we act on it. You know what I'm saying? It is impossible for you to learn God's voice, for me to learn God's voice, unless you practice it. Right. It's very practical in learning how to know God's voice. Just like, you know, I used the illustration when I first met Heather and she called me on the phone, I'd still be like, hey, this is Paul, who's this? You know, if I did that now, she'd be like, what? You know, but like now, like when she calls me on the phone, I hear her voice. I know her voice because of like the back and forth, like constantly like interacting with her, constantly acting on her voice. You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense? So it's the same thing with the Lord. If you are getting like some funky picture and you're just like, ugh, I don't know about that, you know, but guess what? Most of the time, that's the Lord. When it takes faith, when it takes faith to say the word, it's usually the Lord. You know what I mean? If it's really easy, and it's like, oh, that's really, and it doesn't really require much faith, a lot of times that isn't the Lord. But there's no rule, rhyme or rule, you know. But because sometimes Lord give me something, else, oh, I know that's you, Lord. But a lot of times, you won't know it's the Lord unless you step out into it. You try. You like test. You know, is this you, God? Okay, I think this is you. I'm going to step out and see what happens and learn. Because sometimes you guys always hear like the success stories, right? We always tell you these big stories of like, oh, this, I had this picture and the Lord, he came down and just blew up the place. You know, no, but like sometimes there have been many times I've just like, I've given a word to somebody and they've just been like, okay, you know, and just like nothing. And I was like, okay. But see, I learned from it. See, the enemy's going to come along and he's going to be like, Paul, see, you don't hear from the Lord. And then I do what do? I do the John 10:4. 10:4, I hear God's voice. I know his voice, you know? But like the enemy's going to come along and he's going to try to discourage you to stop, because he doesn't want you to know God's voice. Because if you know God's voice, you are dangerous. You're dangerous to bringing the kingdom of heaven to wherever you are, because it all starts, relationship starts, communication. If you hear and know his voice, I mean, you're going to change the world. You have the potential to change the world. You know what I'm saying, with the Lord. So anyway, what I'm saying is when you do make mistakes, it's okay, but like you learn from them. Instead of allowing the enemy to beat you up about it, be like, okay, I missed it there, Lord. Okay, so check. Okay, that's not how you speak. That's not you. Okay, do you know what I mean? And as you grow in this and you have a track record, there's patterns of this. You know, there's patterns in your communication with the Lord, just like there's patterns with your spouse or your kids or, you know what I mean? Not that you make some sort of like, wrote kind of like thing with the prophetic, because the void of relationship, it's empty. Does that make sense? So all my point is practice, step out. When the Lord's giving you something and it seems crazy, just step out and see if it's the Lord. It probably is going to be the Lord, you know?
And you know, that is scriptural. You know, the fact that you have to step out. I'm sitting there trying to find the verse, you know, where the Lord speaks to Moses and he says about go and deliver the children of Israel and you'll come back to this mountain. You know what I'm talking about? Anybody know that verse?
You're talking about the burning bush?
No. When the Lord, you can search it out. I'll find it and tell it to you next week or something. But this is in there. I was looking for it. When Moses sent out Moses asked for a sign. He said, Lord, how will I know that you're sending me? And the Lord says, look, I will give you a sign. When you have delivered the children of Israel from the land of Egypt, you will come back here and worship me on this mountain. The sign to Moses that it was the Lord sending him was that after he did it, he would know it was the Lord. You didn't get it? The sign that the Lord gave Moses that he was sending him to deliver the children of Israel was that after he delivered the children of Israel, he would come back there and worship him on this mountain. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So the principle there is that if you'll step out in faith, you'll find out if it was God when you've given the word. That's really the way it works. You know?
You make a lot of mistakes, so building up to that moment, you can tell.
Oh, you're going to make mistakes, and you're going to learn from them. I still miss it sometimes, you know. I miss it a whole lot less than I used to because I'm learning. But I think, that, you know, one thing the Lord showed me one time is the day that you arrive, you have. When you've arrived, when you no longer have room to grow, you will go no further. Because when you've arrived, when you think you've arrived, you're stopped. You've stopped in your heart. Oh, I've made it. I'm at the top of the mountain. Well, then you can't go higher because you think you've arrived. That's the way pride is. we're never going to be there. I mean, we're never going to be to where there's not more to get. I'm just as hungry now and desiring more prophetic revelation than I did from the start. And I'm always going to be that way, or I've left the path of life. There is no end to how much is available in God if we will keep pursuing. And if you stop, or if you think you've made it, behold, when you think you stand, lest you fall. That's what the scripture says. So we want to keep being humble. We want to keep growing. We want to keep seeking. We want more. And so let's practice. All right?